Page 26. C. A sightseeing trip to the Blue Mountains.
My name is David. I'm your driver and guide on today's trip to the Blue Mountains. Why the name Blue Mountains? You're probably all familiar with the fact that when it's raining, light passes through the water droplets, and sometimes you get a rainbow. When white light passes through really small particles, most of the colours of the colour spectrum are absorbed by the small particles. The predominant colour to escape is the colour blue. It is due to the different wavelengths of the colours of the colour spectrum. In the Blue Mountains, there are millions of eucalyptus trees. They give off tiny particles of eucalyptus, and as the white light passes through them, you get the appearance of blue. Lots of tourists come here all the time. 2.5 million people visited Echo Point Katoomba last year. That's a lot of people just to visit one little place in the Blue Mountains over a period of 12 months. Now, we're just making our way down to a little area of the Blue Mountains known as Eureka Clearing. Just a few things before we get down there. First of all, there are quite a few wild beasts and grey kangaroos around here. Because of all the visitors, the kangaroos are used to having people around and you can get quite close to them. By close, I mean 3 to 4 metres. But you should always bear in mind that they are wild animals. They are not domesticated, so don't push your luck too far. Sometimes, wild kangaroos tend to be a bit territorial. If you see them standing up, making themselves big and tall, it is a pretty good indication they're feeling a bit threatened by you. The best idea if you see them exhibiting that sort of behaviour is to crouch down and retreat a little. Kangaroos usually have their ears back. If you notice kangaroos putting their ears forward, it is another indication you are getting a bit close and that they are about to depart. So again, just step back a little bit and you can get some really nice photographs of kangaroos in the wild. Hopefully, there are some kangaroos with little joeys in their pouch. If you have a look into the bush, you'll notice that part of the trees are burnt and blackened. There was a bushfire in the Blue Mountains National Park about 3 years ago. The Australian bush, however, is very quick to regenerate after a bushfire. Here, it takes only about 7 years. So if you come back here in 4 years, everything will be back to normal. In other parts of the world, it may take a lot longer. Apart from the blackened tree trunks everywhere, you'll also notice some nice clean grey tree trunks. They are smooth bark eucalyptus trees that shed their bark every year. That's why their trunks are not blackened. Another thing to be a bit cautious of down here is snakes. There are a lot of venomous snakes in Australia in general. Of the world's 21 or 22 most poisonous snakes, about 16 or 17 of them can be found here, including the world's most venomous snake, the taipan. But you won't find any taipans here. They're located in Central Australia and parts of South Australia. Here, you'll find the red-bellied black snake, the tiger snake, and also the common brown snake, which are all very venomous. The common brown snake is actually number 2 on the list of the world's most venomous snakes. The good news is that, generally, snakes won't attack for no apparent reason. Nearly always the snake will avoid you and move out of the way, but if you are walking in long grass, you may accidentally tread one. But most of the time, when people are bitten, it is because they try to kill it. The snake will take that really personally. But contrary to what most people seem to believe, unless you're out in the middle of nowhere, the chances of survival from snake bite are good as long as you get to a doctor fairly quickly. But don't go wandering off in the long grass. I can't get through any further. There's a barrier across the road. I'll let you off here and you can just walk along the roadway. Can you see the kangaroos up on the little rise there? A few days ago, there was a goanna here. Maybe it's still around. See you in about an hour, all right?